Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. I have your host, James, behind the mic. We are joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And head of production and co-host, Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Let's go ahead and kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Are you guys ready for a roller coaster ride of weather this week?
Got my ticket. I'm ready to go.
All right. Round the climb up. Here we go. All right. So, we've got going on today. Chances for a few spotty sprinkles, obviously, this morning. Those will wind down late morning. A little breezy out there, more clouds than sunshine, cooler still, highs in the low to mid-60s. And, of course, we've got spotty showers and a few small storms that want to spark up after 3. So whether or not you get underneath one of those is kind of hit or miss this afternoon. Otherwise, a high-pressure system pushes into the area. It's going to clear our clouds overnight, which means it's going to be mostly sunny, a little bit of wildfire smoke, though, tomorrow. Highs in the mid-70s, so warming things up. And then by Wednesday, we're hitting 80 degrees. Abundant sunshine.
Not bad. I heard 80. That's I was focusing on that. It is going to be a roller coaster of a week. And we've got a lot of things going on, not just here, but, of course, around the state time of year. So we appreciate the updates. We are that much more informed, that much more ready for whatever Mother Nature throws our way. Brittany, appreciate you.
You're welcome. Good, because I stopped on the good note. I didn't want to tell you.
Yeah, it was really well done. It was nice to saw what you did there. Yeah, it was really good. Thanks, Brittany. Have a good morning.
You too. Thanks,
Brittany.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this time slot. We always appreciate talking with her. We appreciate you out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you all had a great weekend. Hope my team here had a good weekend as well. We're going to have some fun today. Now, before I get too far ahead, El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, a lot of those things coming up. Melissa, I imagine you wouldn't have been able to find this out just yet. Just so you and the audience know, Seth is playing Hurt today. And this actually plays perfectly into my hands because a little bit later, we're going to be joined by Art Stevenson, and I'm going to try to convince Art to be my new co-host.
There you go.
He's going to join us, Melissa. You and I and Art, we will. Art Stevenson, area legend, is going to be joining us a little bit later after our news break and everything. We're going to talk to him not only about some great bluegrass and what he's been up to, but, of course, bluegrass at the lake that is coming up this weekend, you guys.
Yeah, very, very exciting. Away. Yes.
Very excited about this.
Hurt, Seth?
Yeah. Well, you could probably hear it in my voice.
I was thinking, are you stuffy?
I literally have a frog. I sound like a frog, is what I sound like. So, yeah.
I told you not to try those. I told you not to eat those.
Dealing with a cold all weekend, and it did a number on my voice, as you can hear. So,
That was nice of Art to join us. He'll be with us a little bit later and everything. And we got plenty of other good things coming up for you. Yes, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're going to talk with Art about bluegrass at the lake and some other fun stuff. Also got the 10 most common high school experiences. But that's a fun one.
Is it really?
It can be if you want to try to have a fun morning show.
The noise you made, Melissa.
It's not.
That was good.
High school wasn't fun for a lot of us.
Yeah.
I don't. Who was it fun for?
Some people, apparently.
I have not met anybody. I have not met anybody that said that their high school experience was great or whatever. Like, people that had good memories, sure, but it's all up and down because that's high school.
That's
supposed to be.
Always focus on the. I think people tend to either focus on either all the good memories or all the bad memories, right? Because that's what stands out to
not
them.
Not enough people leave good comments. They'll leave bad comments. They'll be all over that, but you know, it's the way our brains work. We'll have some fun with that one. We got some great entertainment news for you lined up in the 10 o'clock hour, and it's a Monday. You know how we kick off the 10 o'clock hour with the kitchens open. Beth Hagbagger will be joining us a little bit later. Looking forward to that. We got tons of things to cover today as far as what we got going on here at Civic Media and certainly here at our stations. Got a lot of great stuff going on, high school sports, and all kinds of other fun things, Seth.
We do. We had the Assumption girls Took it to Mauston on Saturday, everyone. Hope you caught that on WIRI 105.5. But that means they're moving on in the playoffs. So that means coming up on Thursday over at WIRI, we're going to be broadcasting their match against Aquinas. Mm-hmm. And that proves to be a very close match.
Yeah.
That's a kind of a coin toss. Good game coming up for the Assumption girls soccer team. I believe the 6:50 is going to be the pregame show. 7 o'clock will be the kick for that one. So you want to tune in. Of course, if Assumption wins that one, that means they'll be playing for a bigger prizes on Saturday, I believe. Mm-hmm. But of course, we have to wait and see what happens on Thursday for that one.
We will keep you up to date on that, let you know how that is developing. Mm-hmm. Of course, we got great Rafter baseball all week long. Nice big victory by the Rafters last wow. night. Big blow.
Scored a lot of runs. Yeah.
It was a fun victory, a fun game mm-hmm. to listen to and everything. So all that coming up for you. We'll have a chance for you to win Rafter tickets, Bluegrass at the Lake tickets.
Lots of good stuff.
Everybody. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But has anybody else noticed this? The Wall Street Journal just did an oddly in-depth article on, quote, "Welcome in has become the new go-to greeting at stores."
Welcome in,
yeah. Okay. No one's sure how or why it's become popular, but it's a lot more common than it was 5 or 10 years ago.
Hmm.
Some people think it's fine and maybe more inviting than a one-word welcome, but others think it sounds silly, like the person's trying too hard. Quote, the Wall Street Journal, from the Wall Street Journal, writer thought maybe a big corporation put it in their training manual and it spread from there. But they couldn't find any evidence that's caused it.
Wow.
Another guess was maybe it came from the German word for welcome, willkommen. Sorry, mm-hmm. I almost messed it up. Willkommen. Got to put the W's as a V.
Yeah.
Willkommen. But that seems to be far-fetched. The right. last theory is it gained steam when the world opened back up after COVID. Like, welcome in. I can't believe you're actually here in person.
Okay. Mm. That would make sense, yeah, right?
Decent theory.
Yeah.
Real quick, before we dive into too much of this or anything, I just love when we as a society do these things. Nobody has ever gone out of their way and said, hey, this is what the new word is going to be when you wanted to say something is cool. Like, we just as a society decide, oh, this is lit, this is yeah. fire, this is, you know, whatever.
It's cake.
Yes, cake. Thank you, Melissa.
See, you're trying too hard, Melissa, on that one. No, but anyway.
I could not be
You know what? I didn't try hard. It just happened.
If it is just her and I, we will to the end of time.
There you go.
I like when things like this happen for everything that we kind of need to do or have to do as a society, mm-hmm. recycling, you know, buckling our seatbelts or anything. There's these fun things that we get to do as people, and we don't embrace that enough. We don't talk about it enough.
Right.
We kind of just skate past it. But I think it's really cool that in a day and age where not just here in America but around the world there is divisiveness. There always has been since there was two of us. Like maybe when there was one person on the planet, maybe it might have been a little bit different. But as soon as that second person showed up.
Conflict.
There's been some kind of bit.
Right.
And here we are where we still do things like this. We need to remind ourselves that this is stuff we do when we're not even trying.
Right.
We didn't even try to do this. Think of what we can accomplish when we work together. Oh, yeah, we do every day. It's democracy. It's freedom.
Gosh.
We do every day. Let's remind ourselves of that. And let's figure out why we're doing welcome in instead of hello. Thank you for coming to my store.
I have not heard anybody say that.
I have not.
It hasn't reached us yet, I guess. Yeah. So.
Yeah. That's another interesting thing when as trends go and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And it
I
does.
Mean, that's like maybe something you would say if somebody walks into your garden. Welcome in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's fenced in, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Come on in. Welcome in. I don't know. Maybe then, but otherwise, it's a store. It seems weird.
I've only worked in retail for a little bit, just a couple of years. But I could see wanting to change it up. I don't know if I'd go with anything over and over again. I think I would change it up with different things. I worked at a gas station, though. You didn't really welcome people into that, though.
No.
You said hi, maybe, or something. Right. But it was like, you know. So I really don't have a lot of experience with something like this. With you two and your backgrounds, did you ever work a job or have a job where you were welcoming people mm-hmm. into the store?
Yeah. Yeah, I worked in banking for many years or in financial institutions.
That's right.
So yeah, I did plenty of that kind of thing. But yeah, welcome friend, maybe, is that, you know, but that wasn't, I don't think I did
Hello,
that to friendo. Everybody. Yeah. Just, I would say, you know, hi, or, you know, I don't remember saying welcome that much, but no. I'm sure it was in there somewhere.
Melissa?
Yeah, it's more like, when I worked at Culver's, you know, you stand at the counter and you got to welcome people.
Yeah.
But it's not a welcome. It's usually, hi, how can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
Right on, yeah.
I hear a lot of that, yeah.
I think we can all agree that whether you like welcome in or, you know, hello or good morning or anything is better than, what's up?
I don't know. I think I would have a really good reaction.
That would be funny.
To a sales clerk that said that to me if I walked into their store.
But the second time they did it, then I'd be like, okay, it's enough.
I like the idea.
And their poor coworkers.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Sure, that would be tiring after a while.
How about the stores you go into? And I, this is a rare one, too. I don't seem to run into as much anymore. It, you know, there's a bell that goes. Mm-hmm. You know, we hear it with Phil all the time at Quality Plus and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the ones that had the specialty ones. I went into a store, I want to say it was somewhere, actually in Minnesota or something, Seth, I'm not sure, but I think it was up there. It was a cuckoo clock noise that went on every time somebody walked in. And man, did that thing, cuckoo, 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 just like crazy. Like,
oh dear.
Literally.
It was literally cuckoo, right? Yeah.
It wasn't a cuckoo store. It had nothing to do with cuckoo clock. It was like a record store or something.
They just
like
the sound, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, that's funny.
I think all car dealerships, when you walk in, should have an Auga horn.
Oh, nice.
Every time you walk in.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I got into this a little bit on the recent Unlabeled that I'm recording and putting together and everything about, you know, and we've talked about this, too. What song would you have played when you walked into a room? You could have a song play.
Oh, your walk-up music, basically.
Yeah, your walk-up music and everything. Why not sound effects, too? Like, we're walking around with our supercomputers as phones and everything. I say, why not just go ahead and have some sound effects when you walk around?
Right, make your own soundtrack for life.
This is different
for... Pick your emotion. You know, different emotion for every one that you need.
There you go. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm walking around, I don't mind that. I don't mind, you know, some kind of weird just
the
funny
Laurel music. And Hardy theme. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Or when you're in a hurry, you got the Benny Hill music.
Yep. Ironic. Wackety sax?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, that would get so old so fast. God. Yeah.
I feel like all these would get old real quick. Like, as cool as it sounds at the top of your head,
I'm pretty sure, though, this is kind of funny. The theme that doo-doo-doo-doo from Laurel Hardy, I think it's called March of the Cuckoos or something. It's got cuckoos in it.
It does.
I know it does.
Oh, that's right.
I was, for a little while, I was trying to collect all of the different keychains. They were like little televisions, and they would play the theme music from old time TV shows.
Yes, I remember that.
That were on, what's the channel?
TV Land?
TV Land, yes.
Okay, yeah.
So I got like the Twilight Zone and the Brady Bunch, and there were a couple of them I got, but I couldn't get them all. But those were the best.
It's a very, very early version of Pokemon. It's a very, very early version of that.
Collect the keychains, yes.
Mm-hmm. But it played music. It was just so great.
But I will say, I don't think I begrudge anybody trying to change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But Welcome In does sound a little... I don't know. It feels like you're missing like the beginning of the conversation or something, or they maybe the second half of the conversation. I'm not sure. But you do go ahead and change it up and keep in mind that, you know, what's up is still acceptable. It's still apparently acceptable.
Oh,
but
man.
It's not very Midwestern. It needs to be like, welcome, folks.
Yeah. More folksy. Yeah, a little more down in the dirt kind of. Yeah, I'm with you.
That's a good way to do it.
Howdy, partners. Oh, wait, no, that's a little too much. That's a little too
much. Not bad. I reckon. We will come back and we will have some more fun with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Seth, you have to do the in celebration.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Let's celebrate.
There we go. It is time to do some celebrate with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to talk about you and encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe tomorrow when they open their doors at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They're off for today, but they'll be back at it tomorrow, everybody. I encourage you to go to elcafewi.com, take a look at that menu, and think about what you might want to order tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
make a bad choice.
Nope.
No, you not really can't. No, that's a good way to put it. You really can't. We appreciate the gang at El Cafe so much. Appreciate them very much. And appreciate all you getting us your birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. You can go ahead and email us info@wfhr.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up.
You can call just dialing 715-424-2600 or use the Civic Media app, which you should have downloaded because of this awesome text-to-win contest we have going on. I'm sure James will fill us in later. But that is just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app and connect you right to us.
Head on over there. Check that out today, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
And Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
Three.
Get right into it. And...
Are you sure? You seem to have to do some figuring there.
Yeah, he did. A little math there.
I had to take my shoes off. I had to count my toes. Just real quick. We first up want to wish a very happy birthday to an old friend of mine, Dawn Bay.
Happy birthday, Dawn.
One of my older friends I've had for a very long time. Most of the ink on my body is from Dawn over at Images and Ink and everything. One of the more creative and more interesting human beings I will ever know. One of the greater hearts I'll ever know. Dawn, enjoy your day.
Yeah.
We also want to wish a very happy birthday to a gentleman who joins us every month. Happy 37th birthday to Senator Patrick Teston.
Happy birthday.
Pastor? What? Whoa. Patrick Teston.
Patrick Pastor.
When you put those together, it comes out of
it just came out. No, Pastor. That's funny.
At least the first couple months, I was interviewing with Senator Teston. I read the things like that too. I get it, Melissa. Yeah. We talk about this with the senator, with Representative Krug all the time. One of the things that we feel fortunate about around here is wherever you fall politically, wherever you fall with certain issues or anything like that, we get the chance to work with and hear from every month in Krug and Mr. Teston, gentlemen who don't put on air. Who are transparent, and I can ask them any single question, and they are not going to lose their mind or act like a baby or try to insult me or something like that. Every conversation you've ever heard with any of us, Senator Teston and I have butted heads plenty, and at the end of it, we're laughing or joking, and that's a credit to him as much as just what we've built here at WFHR.
Doing his job, in other words. Basically just doing his job. They're both of them are.
And at 37, I wouldn't have guessed that. I thought a little younger.
Oh, really? I thought he was older than that.
Looks good. Yeah. Senator Teston, enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one. We'll talk with you soon. And our qualifiers, happy 63rd anniversary to Myron and Ramona Lubeck.
Happy anniversary.
63. That's really cool. Congratulations to you two. You're our qualifiers. We say brag to everybody you know. Let them know that we appreciate you. We appreciate everybody getting these birthdays and anniversaries. Thanks so much. That was a great list. Let's take a look at who you're sharing your birthday with. First up, happy 44th to one of the greats, Natalie Portman.
Oh, wow.
She is so amazing.
Yeah.
I am so biased on this one. I saw Natalie Portman in The Professional when she was, I think, 12 or 13. And that's one of my top five all-time favorite movies. I love that movie.
Wow.
I love every second of that movie. I think it's almost a flawless movie. Mm-hmm. There's maybe here or there some things, but otherwise, her performance with Gene Russo and Gary Oldman and the context of that movie and everything, it's alarming how good she is. I've never seen a child actor with the range or the depth or the facial expressions that she has had. I've been watching acting, TV, movies, everything since I was a little kid, obviously. And I don't care who you're talking about. Shirley Temple, Daniel Radcliffe, Drew Barrymore. Never seen a child actor like Natalie Portman. I've never seen what she was capable of. And she's only gotten better throughout her career. She's also Lady Thor.
I always remember her in Heat. She's also just absolutely tremendous in Heat with what she has to do in that one as well. Some really tough stuff. But she's also a math savant. I don't know if people know that.
And I have to mention Where the Heart Is, because that is a book that I absolutely love. And she starred in that in 2000. And that's one of the few like book to movie really worked.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Black Swan. We cannot not mention Black Swan.
Oscar winner.
Yeah.
So good.
Amazing.
I've only been able to watch that movie once.
Yeah. Like her, not an easy watch.
Her and Mila Kunis in that one.
Yeah.
But I do want to watch it again.
I kind of would like to. Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah, but that was a good one. Let's see here. Matthew Bellamy is 47, lead singer, songwriter for Muse. Good band.
That is a good band. I like them.
Yeah, good band. Mm-hmm. I forget how long they've been around.
Yes.
It throws me every time for some reason.
They started, I think, in the 90s, but they didn't get popular till like the late 2000s to the 2010s.
And we only got a couple left, but boy, are these big ones. One, two, three, four, five big, six big names coming up.
Oh, wow.
Johnny Depp is 62 today. One of the most versatile actors of all time.
Oh.
I believe one of the most versatile actors of all time. I feel like.
Now I feel old. 62?
Yeah.
When did that happen? Yeah. Man.
I didn't think Johnny Depp was getting older or anything like that until I saw him doing commercials. Then I was like, oh.
Okay. Yeah. There we are.
But he doesn't look 62.
He really doesn't. Course, no. No, he doesn't.
Men don't really, you know.
It's noteworthy.
And it's okay for men. Sorry, that was my rant.
It's kind of
took me a minute to get it out.
I think a lot of especially our generation knew who Johnny Depp was for a very long time,
mm-hmm.
but we forget that he wasn't a household name until Pirates of the Caribbean.
He became a superstar. Yeah.
So in many ways, his big break came late in life,
mm-hmm.
and much late into his career. He was very well established as an actor. Two people who knew acting and cared about the movies he was in, like Benny and June and things like that.
Crybaby.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yeah. Oh, What's Eating Gilbert Grape is some of the greatest acting you'll ever see in that movie with him and Leo and a couple of other actors.
Right. I can't remember off the top of my head, but also
Juliette Lewis.
He was in a John Waters movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, when he was younger, which is like, talk about cred.
Mary, thank you, Melissa. That was one of the ones. Ed Wood is some of his greatest acting.
Yes.
And the honor that he played to Ed Wood and stuff.
Yes.
He's done some great work. And I don't know. I think he's one of the better, more versatile actors we'll ever see. One of our favorite actors that we'll ever see, Michael J. Fox, is 64 today. Michael Andrew Fox. He didn't want his stage name to be Michael A. Fox because as a Canadian, he thought people would say, hey. Certainly, it's noteworthy with Michael J. Fox and having the Parkinson's and how he is not hidden. He has not shied away from that. He has tried to do everything he can to not bring it, not just bring attention, but awareness and funding to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't talk about the 80s without talking about Michael J. Fox. He's integral to that time. He's more than a pop culture guy, more than an actor. The movies, all the fun stuff that he did. But I will say, Melissa, I know you and I, Back to the Future, big fans of that and stuff.
Also huge fan of The Secret of My Success.
Oh, another good one. Yes. Yeah. The Frighteners. If you ever get a chance to see the movie The Frighteners, that is my favorite work of his, and it's such a fun movie. It's such an interesting movie.
Peter Jackson film.
Yeah, yeah.
Frighteners. So,
yeah, that was
1986.
Yeah, that was the film that almost lost him the Lord of the Rings because it wasn't a hit.
No,
it was not a hit.
No, did not do well.
But yeah,
I thought it was such a great casting choice of putting Michael J. Fox in there, and I thought Michael J. Fox taking that role and doing what he did with it was so different than anything else you've seen in his career. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you've seen like that in his career. You may not even know he had that in him, but he does.
Comedy horror film.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes. Good old Peter Jackson. But quick shout out to Mars Attacks, too. He's a fun little role in that one, too.
Right on. Yeah. Yes. Good one. Good one. Dick Vitale is 86, baby. I love Dick Vitale. College basketball announcer. Really one of the faces of college basketball for ESPN for many, many years.
And we are very lucky to have him still around.
Mm-hmm.
What, a couple of bouts with cancer, I think he's had in his life.
Yeah. Big fan.
Mm-hmm.
My old partner in crime around here used to be a big fan of doing the perfect Donald Duck impression. Happy 91st birthday to Donald Duck.
Oh, hey, yeah, nice. Yeah. Yes.
And that is the only reason I bring it up, is Carl. That's the only real reason. Yeah. And some people no longer with us. Jackie Wilson, born in this day in 1934. R&B soul legend. Lonely Teardrops. Anytime I need to literally get my mood built up and not a lot of things are working, either I'll listen to, I got some blues and stuff that I listen to, but Stevie Wonder is one of those things, or Higher and Higher.
Higher, yep. Yeah, higher and higher, yep.
It's hard to be in a grumpy mood or
bad man.
Your love,
yep. It's been used in a lot of movies and TV shows, of course, so we kind of heard that. But man, Jackie Wilson, his nickname when he first started his career was Mr. Excitement. And if you ever watch some of his old stage work, some of his live stuff, you see why. He was dynamic as a performer.
And one of the greatest of all time, Jackie Mason, born on this day. He was actually one of my first impressions. Yeah. One of the very first impressions that I would do was a Jackie Mason. I couldn't help myself. I loved the way. I loved the voice. Jackie Mason, of course, for many of us, our generation, the voice of the Anteater and the Pink Panther and everything.
Yeah, that's right.
But Jackie Mason is the, when you talk about trailblazers, his name should pop right up. Was blackballed in the industry for quite a long time, which was easy for them to do to Jewish comedians back then. He was not the only one that was. But any Jewish comedian you have ever liked, any Jewish writer that you have ever liked, thank Jackie Mason. It begins with him and the groundbreaking that he did. There is no Joan Rivers. There is no Jerry Seinfeld. There is no et cetera, et cetera, et cetera without Jackie Mason.
Mm-hmm. One of the greatest ever do it.
And Wisconsin's own Les Paul, born on this day in 1915.
He had so much impact on the music industry in so many different ways. He's, by the way, one of the few people that is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And the Inventors Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. He not only invented, of course, the solid body electric guitar, he invented a couple other non-music related things. Now, I can't remember off the top of my head, but he was a remarkable person.
Yeah.
Very remarkable.
A true creative.
Yep.
A true creative. Mm-hmm. And I would say one of the most famous people ever from Wisconsin.
You gotta put him up there.
Man. He's got to be in the top 10 at least, right? He's got to be.
I mean, a lot of those guitars are very collectible and worth a lot of money now. So. Mm-hmm.
How many musicians that's all they'll play?
Is a Les Paul, yeah. That's right.
And I just know this, I don't know this from myself, but talking to guitarists and all that, it's a little bit like you talk to people that ride bike, Harley or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
For many people, it's a Les Paul or nothing.
Right.
I think it's a very similar thing.
Because so many famous guitarists have like their signature guitar. But there's people who have signature Les Paul guitars. Mm-hmm. So like the Jimmy Page Les Paul signature guitar.
Right.
I mean, that's saying something.
We are going to take a news, sports, entertainment, and partner break. We will come back. We're looking forward to talking with Art Stevenson. Art's going to be joining us to talk about bluegrass at the lake, and we'll have some fun with him. Mm-hmm. And plenty more coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to The Morning Show here at WFHR.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet.
Got your host, James, here, joined by Melissa.
Hello.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're welcoming to the studio here. Our good friend Art Stevenson is with us right now. Art, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Art, thanks so much for being here. Art, I appreciate you joining us, and we're going to talk a little bit about Bluegrass at the Lake that is going to be kicking off this Thursday over at Lake Wasicha in just a moment. But as we are getting ready to talk here, Art, I realize, you know, there might be one, and I do mean literally one person out there who does not know who Art Stevenson is. And we like to be, you know, we're an information station, want to make sure that everybody's caught up on all this stuff. Art, just real quickly, how long have you been doing this in this area? Playing folk music, playing great bluegrass.
Oh, I've been involved with bluegrass and other roots music styles in central Wisconsin since the late 1970s.
Ooh. Yeah, it's been doing this
good
long
stuff.
Time.
Yeah.
It's, and sounded just as good as ever, sir. You sound really good. Art, you've been a part of Bluegrass at the Lake for a couple of times, haven't you?
Oh, I think I may have missed one so far, but I think we've played all but one, possibly. I've got to check my records on that. But yeah, they call us almost every year, and we love playing at Bluegrass in the Lake.
What is it about being a part of this one that is so important to you for as far as the show goes, or just in general?
Well, for one thing, it's a local bluegrass event, and when I first started playing music, it was very hard to find a festival anywhere near central Wisconsin. You had to travel out of state or up north to Mole Lake or something like that to go to a bluegrass fest. And so now we've got one for me right down the street, because I live out here in Babcock, and that's only about 20 miles from Bluegrass at the Lake. It's just a wonderful opportunity for people to enjoy great bluegrass music and for bands like mine to get a nice opportunity to play.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful opportunity for the exposure for our local creatives, our local artists out there, certainly. And we get a chance to have a good time with, you know, the community looks forward to it. And certainly the fundraising and the awareness that's able to be brought with this event is certainly noteworthy as well.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
And
yeah, Chip and Carolyn work really hard to raise funds for various target businesses and target organizations in the community. It's quite a noble cause, I think, this festival.
Yeah. Yeah. I encourage you to go to bluegrassatthelake.com, learn more about SISM and some of the other great things that they are raising funds for, and to have some fun. And while you're there, be sure to check out that band lineup. Art, when can people hear you during this great festival that we got going on Thursday through Saturday?
Well, we're the second band on the schedule on Friday afternoon. I think that that puts us into the evening, actually. I'm pretty sure our start time is around 6.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a band up ahead of us that I believe starts at 4. And so we're going to play a 90-minute set sometime around 6 o'clock. That'll be our start time.
Right on, right on. All right, real quick, before we let you go and everything, and I don't want to keep you too long, especially with the week ahead you guys got, I want to save that voice. I was talking earlier, we had Brian on the Sunrise Show over on 105.5. We had Brian from Southbound on, and we were talking, and we're kind of, there's something about bluegrass that is so just welcoming and inviting. The music, to me, has always sounded that way since I was a little kid. But the people, the crowds that come to these shows, the fans of the music, they're just as inviting as those notes. Have you noticed that, too?
Oh, yeah. You know, playing bluegrass for so many years around Wisconsin and even the Midwest, you end up making a lot of friends, and it becomes like a big family reunion every time you go to a bluegrass festival, whether you're playing or whether you're just there as a spectator or maybe a beginning musician who wants to jam. There are typically jam sessions at bluegrass festivals that occur out in the campground and so forth, and those are very, very frequently open to anyone who wants to walk in with their instrument and try to play. So it's like one big family. It really is.
Art, I know that you're going to be at Bluegrass this Friday and everything. Do you guys have anything else lined up this summer you want to promote and mention?
Oh my goodness, we've got a lot of things. I think the weekend after Bluegrass at the Lake, we're playing up at Flat Rock Bluegrass Fest, which is way up near the Michigan border, Armstrong Creek, and then that Sunday we're going to be down in Madison at Sessions at Garver Feed Mill. And looking ahead, I won't bore you with details here, but looking ahead to late August, I run a festival in Rosholt, Wisconsin, which is called Bluegrass in the Pines, and that's the 21st, 22nd, 23rd of August.
Yeah, this is how long he's been doing. This is how good he is and everything. Because I want to not only rap there, Art, but I want to put you on the spot, live on the air, and make you have to come back to promote that. So that's what I'm doing right now.
We'd love to. I'd love to.
Excellent, excellent,
excellent.
Cool. We're looking forward to it, Art. If people have follow up questions, they'd like to kind of keep up to date with what you and the band are up to. I have highwatermusic.com. Is that the website? I got that correct?
That is correct. And so that's a good starting place, and we've got a lot of details on highwatermusic.com, and I also have a couple of Facebook pages that deal with bluegrass music.
Excellent. All right. Excellent. Art, not only appreciate you putting up with my questions and joining us here on the show and everything, but certainly the entertainment, the work that you have put into this state, into this area for many, many years. I know I've enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to hearing you again this weekend. Thanks a lot for joining us, Art.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait to see you at Bluegrass at the Lake.
All right. It's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. We will talk with him again soon. Art will be joining us. You heard him, everybody. He's got to join us. No. Get to bluegrassatthelake.com to check out this amazing lineup. Things kick off this Thursday with Southbound. Taste of Bluegrass with the Silas Powell Band going to be there. Shout out to Tri-City Golf Club for that Friday. Nisho River Boys, then Art Stevenson in the High Water.
Mm-hmm.
Silas Powell Band, Sorting the Mail. Great name.
That's a great name. Sorting the Mail.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Saturday, Handpicked Bluegrass, Silas Powell Band, Big Tooth Bluegrass Band, Chris Staton, and Chicken Wire Empire all going to be there. It is going to be so much fun this Thursday through Saturday over at Lake Wazeecha for Bluegrass at the Lake.
Yes.
And
Chicken Wire Empire, I think that one wins.
That's pretty that's good. Right?
Yeah, another great name, yeah.
And we're going to be giving away tickets for this great event. Be listening for that, everybody. And if that wasn't enough, we're not done. We'll be going to be there live and direct this Saturday.
Yeah, that's that is correct.
We are so excited about that. We are going to have Laura down there.
Yep, I believe I will be joining her for that. So, yeah. Cool.
I will run the board to make sure things go well. No.
They'll go fine. Come on.
They'll go good. They're going to be great. It's going to be
a lot of practice lately, you know?
Yes. That's very true. So we'll meet you there at Bluegrass at the Lake and take in every day, everybody. Not only great different music, but Bluegrass, I really wanted to hit on this with the guys today. Mm-hmm. It is something that really, really is inviting and welcoming. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's something that Carolyn and I have talked about for, God, almost 10, it feels like almost 10 years now we've been talking about them and everything about this event. Bluegrass is one of those styles of music. If you've never listened to a note of it, now is a perfect time.
Do it.
Now is a perfect
time.
Pick it
up. It's fantastic.
And you aren't going to find a better cause or a better event than Bluegrass at the Lake.
That's correct.
It's joyful.
It is.
Really, I love Bluegrass. I love it. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about these high school... No, wait a minute. We're going to do that a little bit later, aren't we? Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. You know what? We'll figure it out.
We're going to talk about something when
yes,
we come back.
Yes, we will.
There you go.
What else will we do? Play Tiddlywinks?
Yeah. We've tried that. It didn't work very well.
Not on radio.
No.
For some reason.
That was the pilot episode of this show. Yes, it was all the board games. It worked really bad. Come back after that at the morning show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. I want to send a big shout out to Art Stevenson for joining us right there.
Mm-hmm. Really, thanks,
that
Art.
Was fun. That was really fun talking with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm playing Al Stewart to try to cheer, make Seth feel a little better.
It does. It always makes me feel better.
It's something about the music, right?
Yeah,
something
it is. Yeah.
Gets you. Yeah. Let's dive into this one, you guys. Would you go back?
Time.
I didn't pre-read this first part. I was about to Rod Burgundy that, and I can't even get through the sentence. Would you go back and do high school all over again if you could? No. To Melissa's point earlier and everything, high school is rough for very well. I think pretty much everybody had some points in high school that were kind of rough.
Yeah.
And it's a little odd that with a lot of things in life, we tend to only remember the good things, where it seems like with school, or specifically high school, I'll say, that isn't always the case. Mm. And for each, to each their own, and everybody's a little bit different.
Right.
And I know that as I've gotten older, I've tried hard to make those good memories the first ones I think of when I think of high school. I've tried to rewire my brain in that way. It has worked
yes,
that
thank
great.
Thank you, therapy.
Right, exactly.
It helps.
Exactly, yes. A poll for graduation season asked thousands of Americans, and most said yes. 55% would go back and do it again, but most said they'd do things a little differently. 5% aren't sure. 40% said no way. Once was enough. Now, here is the thing about this that makes this so maddening to me, because this question's been coming up our whole lives.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
This whole life.
Would you go back and do X, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But when they ask this, I don't feel like people look at this enough. You can't go back with the knowledge you have.
See, that's the kicker.
That's it.
Yeah.
You have to have parameters, too. Would you go back and do it again?
Who wouldn't go back and do anything if you had the previous knowledge of it?
Right, as you do it now. Right, yeah.
Let me introduce you to the sci-fi genre, and 90% of sci-fi time travel movies are what they're based on. Of course you want to go back with the knowledge you have. That's not how this question works.
No.
In my opinion, just my version of it or whatever, the way I'm looking at it, I should say. Everybody's got their own way of doing it, I'm sure. But,
sure.
So if that's the case, you don't get to go back with any knowledge, then to me, I don't know. It's nothing against that time.
Mm.
Just so much of life is about tomorrow, is about, you know, growing and everything. Mm. And I don't know. It feels opposite of that to me to want to go back, even though there are plenty of things that I could think of that I would like to go back and experience again.
Sure.
And you got to wonder, though, too, think about string theory.
Mm-hmm.
If we did go back and do it again, without knowing, like you had this opportunity, right?
Yeah.
You said, would you go back and do it again? Yes. Boom. You're back. You're doing it again. You have no previous knowledge, obviously, of what had transpired before. But now you get to the same point in life, and having relived everything from high school to now, and then this magical genie that made this all happen comes back and presents both, and you have memories of both lives. And then you have to choose which one you want to keep and go forward.
you just wrote several anime there.
Yeah, really, that's pretty good. You should write
sounds
that
like
out.
That's summed up that plot in a few of those. Yeah.
Do you think they have multiple genies for multiple things? Because if you're the genie that's in charge of sending people back to high school, that's a rough gig. That feels like a rough gig. That feels like you could be the genie of here's a genie has three wishes. This is a genie of this and that.
Right.
I get to send people back to high school if they want. I guess.
But if you're the genie of that, I would want the power to then also okay, you got to do this again, and but be that little voice in the back of their head, no, don't make that choice.
I enjoy how Melissa started with string theory and ended up with a genie. What kind of cosmology is that?
My kind.
Well, how do you get sent back in time?
Want to get back in time?
Well, theoretically, it is. Physics has found out that the past, the present, and the future all happen at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They're not sure why we only move in one direction, though, because theoretically it's possible to move in both. So.
It's easier. Mm. That's why it's easier.
Right.
The poll.
Lots of dimensions. Which dimension are we in right now?
A difficult one, I would say. The poll looked at the most common high school experiences we shared, and we're just going to go through some of these. The poll asked about 50 different high school experiences. We're just going to get into a couple of them. Like, did you have a crush on someone in high school? 87% of people did. So that is one of the highest ones. Normal.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Had you had a specific friend group or clique? 83% of people had that.
Wow. Friend group or clique? I suppose a friend group is kind of a clique, right? Or is it clique when you exclude others specifically?
It's a clique when you exclude others specifically because they're not like you.
Gotcha.
But friend groups, like I had multiple friend groups.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think those are, I feel like to your guys' point, those are two very different things. Friend group, yes. I was not cool enough to be a part of any cliques.
No cliques for us. Yeah,
I had a lot of friends or people that I knew, I should say, from different cliques. Right. But and I never felt, I'll say this too, for as much as I dealt with bullying or anybody like that, and anybody else did in high school too, I never felt necessarily excluded from groups. Okay. I never felt any of that, and I had a bit more of a fortunate experience than some maybe when it comes to that one thing I had a fortunate experience with. Took a class you loved, 79% of people did that. Only 79% of people. So even there were people out there that did, there was no class that you liked in high school.
Wow, I'm really trying to think if there was any classes that I really enjoyed. Boy, there probably was. I just can't remember it.
And for some of us, the experience was maybe you couldn't get into a class that you wanted to take, or like for me, because I had to make up for things that I had missed while I was homeschooled.
Right.
I couldn't do the prerequisite so I could go to the next class.
Right, right.
I got held back myself because they lost my paperwork when I was moving around all that. And every time I went to a different school, they were learning something different than the last school I was in. So I was never really able to keep up with anything. But I think in a weird way, that only lit a fire under my brain in wanting to learn more and more. And really early on helped me be I have an embarrassing question. I don't know if I should raise my hand. Mm. And then pretty soon it was like, I have an embarrassing question. I'm going to shoot my hand up first, and I don't care what anybody thinks. Like, I'm going to learn something today.
Right.
It really made me fall in love with knowledge and just learning.
Mm.
I actually don't know if there was any classes I didn't like taking.
Wow.
I liked school. I liked learning. Mm-hmm. I just didn't like tests. Sometimes I didn't like people. There was plenty of things I didn't like. But as far as the classes and the teachers, I was pretty fortunate, had mostly good teachers, and I really liked learning.
Mm. Yeah, my experience was actually like the opposite of yours, James. And I think it was because school was pretty easy for me, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, because as you guys know, my ability to retain things is actually pretty good. I'm a good test taker, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it was one of those things where it's like, I don't remember being challenged a lot, in high school. Yeah, yeah. And that's why I don't think I had like a class that I was like, oh, I like, you know, this one was cool because I got to do these different. No, it was mostly, you know, oh, I got to do this and got to do that. Yeah. And, yeah. So.
So the list continues with went to at least one high school football game. 68% of people said that they did that. 63% also went to at least one high school dance.
I did, but not at my high school.
I never went to a high school dance. I went to a junior high dance at East. Mm-hmm. I never went to a high school dance, though.
And that ruined it for you.
Yeah, it kind of did. Well, I
don't want to go to a dance again.
I didn't, not that I was bold or brave to go talk to girls or anything, but I could not understand how the guys, we all were going down to this and everything, and they're talking about they want to dance with this girl, and this guy wants to dance with this girl, and we get there, and everybody's looking at their shoes, and it drove me crazy. I'd just go talk to her. Wasn't anybody I wanted to dance with.
Plans. What's going on?
Yeah, what is going on?
I was a little too mature for some of that stuff. I didn't get it.
I think you were past some of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. School dances, that's a big part of growing up and a lot of those things, from what I hear.
Right.
How many
people? They can be.
66% of people took an SAT or ACT in school.
Only 66?
That's a little low to me.
I thought more people would have taken that. Wow.
Wow. I mean, I thought it was, I guess you don't have to.
Well, if you're planning on going to school, you have to. But
in college, you do.
Exactly.
People were asked to rate their overall high school experience, and most of us didn't actually hate it. 49%, just real close there, loved or liked high school. 28% felt, meh.
Who cares, yeah.
And 12% dislike. And 8% hated the whole experience. But, you know, it's good or bad, whatever it is, it is a growing experience.
Yeah, it's very formative, for sure. Yeah.
100%. And you don't have to do it again.
You don't have to go back. That's right.
You do it once and you're good.
You know of.
Yeah, I know. I do remember. I do remember when I got to college feeling so much better. Mm-hmm. You know, this just and the being able to meet people, you know, that with shared interests easier, it felt like in college than it was in high school for me. So I remember it felt freeing when I went to college.
That's the big change between high school and college.
Right.
And I think that's what stops some people from wanting to go on to college, because like, I don't want to keep going with this. This is terrible.
True. Very true.
Maybe we as a society need to do better of this too, because I think so many people that, like whether it's Seth or some of the experiences I had, or just some people out there that just had a completely crummy experience in high school, it could be so opposite in college, but they don't know because they don't experience it because they figure, well, it's going to be more like high school or something.
Well, the amount of money it costs.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of, back then, there was a lot of people who couldn't go, right?
There's not enough scholarships to go around. There's not enough of any of these things to or anything like that.
But it could all, you know, not have to cost money.
That's true. Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
Right. I like the sound of that, too, by the way. That boy, does any of this also make you guys want to take a class again and go back to... No. We'll take a break.
Eventually.
How about that? We'll take that.
I love learning.
We'll be back with more show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.